Con el under $3 menu de McDonald's, un McChicken es solo $1.50. Resulta que ser el héroe de tu primita solo te cuesta $1.50. Por un McChicken, good deal. Solo por tiempo limitado. Precios y participación pueden variar. Precios con entrega pueden ser más altos.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen. Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Here we go, Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159, rocking with you on a Friday night here on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. Got a lot going on. As always, big weekend ahead of NFL and college football. One college football game tonight down at the Link, where as of right now, as we get up live, SMU taking care of business up 21-0 early in the second quarter, as they are probably going to really, they're going to the top of the ninth in the baseball, as the Rangers have a 4-2 lead on the Astros. Last licks coming up here for Houston with Leclerc on the mound, so we'll see if they can get a little rally here down two, or else the Rangers will go back to Houston for game six up 3-2 in this series. The Phillies and the Diamondbacks are going to start game four in a matter of moments as well. There's a couple hockey games, including the Islanders and the Devils, going on out at the horse track. Bo Hostler's leading the Zozo out of Japan as they get ready to tee off for round number three coming up here momentarily, 13 hours ahead in Japan. So we have several things on the docket, that is for sure, here with you. We'll give you the big introduction in a moment. Once they drop the flag, Joe, we'll get the big introduction for you. Once the flag gets dropped here by Matias any moment now. I can feel it, Joe. I can feel it. Drop the flag. We welcome in all of our radio affiliates, Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159, Mike Carver, and the Encyclopedia of College Football. Big weekend of college football ahead. That is Go for the Two, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Carver. I'm pumped, baby. Pumped. Week 8 of college football. Marquee matchups. Penn State, Ohio State, Tennessee, and Bama. Texas Tech and BYU out in Provo.
Huge weekend.
Ass like a drum this weekend. I'm telling you again.
I don't.
Kurt Russell. Why is this? Again.
Okay.
I need a little mojo. Again.
Again. I mean, let's see. What's the again? Here? Let me take a look here. Again.
Again. Again.
Let me just get it lined up here perfectly. Let me make sure I got this right. So we're both 24 and 29. So when have you been kicking my ass again? We got the same record.
Not this week. I pull away.
We have the same record.
I pull away a big time.
We have the same record. In fact, I'll call it like it is. We've both been like awful. We've both been awful. Yeah, I'll call it like it is.
That was a bad stretch. You put the kibosh on me when I went 6-1 and I was 15-10. And whatever you did in the corner, it still hasn't rubbed off. It stops tonight.
Yeah, you're 24 and 29 with a 6-1 week in there. 6-1 week, you're 24-29.
Yeah, so. I also have an 0-7 week that you kicked me right between the legs.
Oh, yeah, that
I
was
went
a tough
6-1
one
and 0-7 after
good.
You stopped with the doll. I know it.
Yeah,
rip
no
that doll's
here.
Head right off.
Astros get the leadoff man on here in the top of the ninth. So trouble maybe for the Rangers. They have a 4-2 lead. Leclerc, their guy, the closer's on the mound. Singleton up for the Astros, and he's in the nine slot pinch hitting, and then they turn it back over to the top, Joe, with Altuve and the dangerous hitters. So big batter here for Leclerc as the Rangers are trying to get out of town up 3-2 in the series. Monster home run from Adolis Garcia in this game. Three-run shot that put Texas ahead. Drama here down in Arlington, Joe, right now in the baseball. A lot of drama.
Yeah, I know. Carver, it's got to wait. We got a football weekend coming up. College, pro, that's it. I know the baseball enthusiasts are sitting at the edge of their seat.
It's
you know,
the final
you know.
Four in baseball.
Come on. We got football to talk about. It's a football show.
And we're going
to
do that the entire hour. We have all the we have everything lined up here. We got to do
what?
All the
Why
college
don't we talk
stuff
about
the
golf.
Picks.
Let's just, you know what? You know, forget the picks.
Nah, the
forget,
golf doesn't
you know,
really. The golf
yeah,
doesn't
no,
really
we'll
rate.
Talk about the golf at the Zozo. You know, Bo Hostler, another hump. Now all of a sudden this guy's going to step up, right?
Golf doesn't really rate this weekend.
Not a cent on him.
The golf doesn't rate.
Unbelievable.
Unfortunately.
Are you sure? I mean, we could talk about it for 2 hours. I mean, you want to have somebody on? You want to have Cam on? You want to talk about the golf with the Zozo?
I don't understand where this is coming from. What's the why do that?
What do you mean? Why?
I don't understand. Where did the golf come from? Why do you want to talk about the golf for 2 hours?
Because I want to bash something, all right? I'm tired of bashing you. I'm going to bash the golf, all right?
Walk here. That? First and second, nobody out.
Okay, Costas.
I know you don't like this, Joe, but there's a lot of people listening who do. They care about this game. It's a big game. It's a big spot here in the top of the ninth.
It's all right. Okay.
It's a 2-2 series. It's the top of a 9-2-run game. There's two on and nobody out. There's a lot happening here.
All right.
It's a big spot. Okay. You know what? We'll ignore it. We'll get right into it. We'll ignore the baseball game.
No, don't ignore it. I mean,
we'll ignore it.
Make it the whole hour.
Well, nobody's making it the whole hour, Joe, but we got to at least say what's going on here. All right? I mean, it's not. You did football full circle already today. we got to at least mention what's happening in the baseball, right?
Yeah, I mean, all right, we'll touch on it. Then we'll touch.
Yeah, we'll touch on it. All right, I won't even mention. Altuve hits a three-run homer for Altuve. But nobody cares. All right, Ohio State and Penn State, obviously the big game this weekend as we get ready for the college football.
No,
of course.
Why are you going off? Texas and Houston.
I'm not going off. So here's my problem with this game, Joe, as we get ready for the horseshoe on Saturday, the biggest game by far that we have. And it's gone to 5.5 now, 45.5 the total. So early in the week, Joe, I said to you that I'm on Penn State. There's just too many mushes on Penn State this week. There's
so is
too
that
many.
What's going to sway you to Ohio State?
Yeah, I actually think I'm not even going to go side here. I just don't. Maybe something in game. I don't like it. Like, I want Penn State to win. You know I can't stand Ohio State. But I got a feeling that Franklin's going to come up small in a big spot as usual. That's kind of how I'm starting. It's probably 11th hour overthinking with the game, but that's probably what's going to go on. I'll get your thoughts next, Joe, when we come back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, SportsGrid Radio, Sirius XM. Channel 159. Rocking with you here.
Did you see Altuve?
Nope, didn't see it. So
why not?
We've got, Joe, as I was saying, Franklin.
Wait a second, don't do that.
We're not talking about the baseball game. It's all football all the time tonight. That's it. It's all football all the time. The baseball's out. Altuve hit the three-run homer. Game's over. That's it. It's done.
No, so
Rangers will be 1-2-3. 1-2-3. Rangers will be down. Joe, you want to make it a football show? We got football.
I mean, come on.
We got a big football show.
You're very sensitive tonight.
Yeah, you pushed it. It's like you spit on the baseball when we started. So we're going to get right to it. That's it.
So that's the way you are? I mean, you don't.
No, I'm moving on to what we want to do. This is it. We got to move on to the good stuff. We got to get to the good stuff.
You're right about the good stuff. All right, let's
move on. Baseball doesn't matter. We spit on it. It doesn't matter. Nobody cares.
We spit on it, Carver.
So we'll go right to
it. It's a weekend. Here's the thing. We're headed into the weekend. We're driving.
We got 150 games of college. I always try to explain this to you. I know you live in a different world. It doesn't make you bad. You live in a different world. You only care about college football. That's it.
No, and NFL.
And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. But you're in the minority on that field.
That's not the
other
truth,
people
Carver.
Care about what's, other things I, like the what's like the ALCS in the ninth inning. What, other people care about that stuff.
What's the biggest handle in terms of the books?
It's obviously it's football, and Joe. And but this is a big. This doesn't mean that? This
You're
isn't the middle. This isn't the middle of May. A weekend series in the middle of May in Arlington. It's the ALCS in October. People care. People care. Now, as I was saying to you, I wanted Penn State. I've leaned here because I don't trust this guy in a big spot. I don't like him downplaying the game. I know he's going to let me down. That's just where I'm at. Like, they never win these games. I'm supposed to sit here and think that this guy's actually going to get it done on the road at the Horseshoe. I just can't believe it.
Well, I mean, there's some numbers that suggest that. I mean, they're 6-1 against the number the past seven. Ohio State has won those games outright, right? They've won six straight, the last three by only 6.6 points per game. This is the lowest spread that you've seen. We have two top five defenses right now. You have a defense in Penn State that is not giving up an inch, 8 points per game, 72 yards on the ground, and only 121 yards in the back end. Now, granted, they haven't faced anybody.
Zero.
Illinois, Iowa. I mean, you know, come on now. And the one big thing that I do like is the Ohio State defense, in terms of the secondary, is only giving up 156 yards, holding opposing quarterbacks to 52-53%. But it's how Jim Knowles is adjusted in big games. And Notre Dame has won. They made second-half adjustments, contained Sam Hartman, and the game against Maryland. And I'll take that rather than take the points in this ball game. I'm not betting this game. I do have Penn State to win the Big Ten. But if I had to bet it, I would lean to Ohio State here.
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at now. And I know it's – that's why I'm probably – I'm not going to play it either pregame, at least aside, because – I flip-flop now, and I can't go bet one because then you know that the other one's just going to come through for you. So I can't do it, Joe. What about this total? It feels – I don't know. It feels light, doesn't it?
Yeah, but I mean –
I think it feels a little light.
Well, you have Ohio State giving up 9 points per game and Penn State giving up 8. So, I mean, do you really think we're going to see a 13-7 type of game?
I mean, look at these games, and I get it, and you're bigger with the past history than I am. I 44-31, 33-24, 38-25, and that's just the last 3 years. Like, these teams score against each other. Like, there's usually a lot of points.
I agree, but
I'm on the over. You know what? I'm going to skip the sides, Joe. I'm going to take the over.
See, we got you right back, and you see all the negativity.
I mean, maybe I'll even alt it up to 50 or something.
Hey,
I'm going to alt this over.
Whoa, you have
I'm
a fever
alt this
today?
Over. You're going to alt the over.
Do you have a fever?
Just, it's still okay. Too light a number. This isn't a 17-14 game. This is not. This isn't that. There's going to be points.
See, that's all. We get you talking about points and alt, and you're in a better mood already. I agree.
Well, I'm
all
never
right,
in a bad mood.
On.
I'm talking about this. I'm never in a bad mood. Just understand that. I'm never in a bad mood.
Trying to be facetious now that you're never in a bad mood talking college football?
I'm never in a bad mood talking about anything.
You were rubbed a little the wrong way.
A lot of the things I could be doing. I'd rather be here. So that's it.
So you love me then?
Well, I'm always going to love you, Joe. I mean, that's got nothing to do with that.
All right. You just think I was wrong, bashing the beast.
I don't think you were wrong. You were wrong.
So you want me to? All right. You know what? I apologize. I apologize to everybody sitting at the edge of their seat trying to get the last inning of the baseball. I apologize for that. Okay. I apologize for the guys and girls.
Matias, you better be. I mean, I was gonna give Matias a minute or two to give us some UFC picks, but I better not do that now. Matias, you better not give us the UFC picks so later. Man. I can't get those in later. So
you got direct feet right now.
You're going above and beyond now. That's unnecessary. Really, that's unnecessary, Carver.
Trucker Larry's coming for you, Carver. He says, go for the two, Carver. Try the Badgers again. No way the ref.
Yeah, let me just tell you something. If Trucker Larry's listening right now, send him a message, Joe. We ain't trying the Badgers again this week. We're not trying the Badgers. I tried the Badgers last week against Iowa. I don't care if the dopey quarterback got hurt. I'm not trying
Carver's
the Badgers
done.
Again.
Carver's done.
I'm out.
I told him. Carver's done. Thanks, Larry. Carver's
finished.
Done. Finute.
Finished. I mean, Iowa basically showed up to Camp Randall with the water boy playing quarterback, and he couldn't beat him. Nice
Big
job
Deke.
By Luke Fickell.
Big Deacon Hill. How about Big Deke? 38% completion percentage.
I mean, you got to be kidding
Big
me.
Big game Deke.
You really do. Next one I got for you, Joe, and let's do the other big one. So... Now I'm going to do the Tennessee Alabama when we come back from break because I don't want to only spend a minute and a half on it.
What's the other big one? Then talk to me about the other big.
Well, I got a bunch of games I want to go through you, but I'm going to pick one that only going to take a minute and a half to talk about. What's the deal with the Air Force quarterback?
He's banged up. He got hurt last.
Is he out?
They don't tell you. He's questionable. Game time decision. Why?
If he's out, are you laying it?
Look, that's the one offense where you could plug and play because it comes down to the zone blocking of the offensive line. That's not going to change. So I would lay it. Now, the fact that, you know, you got me thinking it's an early kick is getting me
a
little nervous.
That makes me a little squeamish, too, with Air Force, the early kick. But and then what's the run with the Service Academy games with the under? You know that off the top of your head.
No,
what's the run with that?
This one doesn't count. No.
Why does this one not count?
Because this one has been a higher scoring, if I'm not mistaken. Let me just double check. I have it here, too.
I would like to double-check that as well.
I'm going to go to the Navy Air Force total. Air Force is 1-3 straight, but these games typically are 35-3, 26-20 a few years ago. I mean, they played in Chicago. It was 26-20. That was
I mean, they've been under here the last 2 years, 13-10 and 23-3.
What game are you looking at?
Air Force and Navy?
Oh, yeah. I went the opposite way.
Ah.
40-7 2 years ago.
Last 2 years. Under.
34-25 4 years ago. I'm
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Get me Vaughn. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. All right, Joe. Tennessee visits Tuscaloosa. 3:30 East kickoff. Revenge spot here for the Crimson Tide and Nick Saban. Of course, they lost in Knoxville last year, but the participants this year are much different. We do not have Bryce Young. We do not have Hendon Hooker. Instead, you have Jersey Joe, Milton, and Jalen Milroe. -8.5 for Bama. and 47.5 the total. And that was after last year. Obviously, like I said, different participants. But, I mean, were they in the 80s last year, Joe? What was the final of that game in Knoxville?
It was like 59-56. I got to double check. In the 50s. It was.
Did it get that high?
Yeah, it was in the 50s. 52-49.
Jeez. 52-49 sounds like it rings a bell. That rings a bell.
Hit a knuckleball through the...
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Hit the knuckleball at the end. What do you think here, Joe? Revenge spot?
Oh! Whoa! Look at that! Ringing the bell! Burbell! Matias! Love it! What are you thinking? Was that for something?
I don't know. Was that for something? What are we ringing the bell for here? What do we got? Do we got anything, Matias? What are you bringing to the table here?
You said you were hitting the bell, baby, so I had to hit the bell. You said you wanted to ring the bell right there, so I rang the bell.
Oh, okay. I didn't know it. Did I say that?
I don't know. I think he might be thinking you said that. I didn't hear. All right, it's all right.
I might have. That's okay. I'm gonna try to ring the bell at some point this hour, Matias. So get ready. For you, I want the card, or the ones give me the ones that are actually going to win. With that, not saying that you've given me losers, you've given me winners.
That's not right. The kids.
No. Wait, what did I just say?
Oh, come on.
You've been giving me winners, though. I'm saying, give me the ones. Keep giving me the ones that winning. That's the which are the good ones.
That's not good.
Right, Matias? Have I ever grumbled about anything that you've given me?
We're straight, baby. Only winners around here. Let's go.
Only winners around here. That's exactly what I'm talking about. Joe, 8.5 here for the Vols in Tuscaloosa.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, in Tuscaloosa, Alabama in the series has won 9 straight. Last time Tennessee won was 2007, the last 3 games in Tuscaloosa. And I know different, you know, personnel. I get that. Different offense. The Alabama's won by 29.3 points per game. But I don't like the offensive line of Alabama. 31 sacks allowed, only averaging 3.7 yards per carry. Tennessee, a very run-heavy offense, 231 per game. Joe Milton experienced. I think this game looks like last week with Arkansas. Mobile quarterback. You have a very heavy rushing attack. Physicality in terms of the offensive line. Alabama might win, but I think it's very close. I'm taking the points with Tennessee.
Taking the points with Tennessee. I kind of lean that way as well. But, you know, it's like it's weird. I don't really love these two big games in terms of a side, Joe.
No, me neither.
I'm tired of getting, you know, I went after Nick already this year. I don't really know if I want to do it again. I just don't. I think I'm better off just finding something in game. Maybe Tennessee will score first and I can jump on Alabama.
Well, I think
I'm just tired of this guy. Every time I go after him, he just hits me over the head. It's just,
well, here's the thing, though. I think in both games, and more Penn State than the Tennessee game, you have the ability, if you like Penn State, wait a drive or two. See if Ohio State starts fast, you might get a 10-11 number on them.
Yeah,
you know,
that's true.
They fall behind 7-0. That line's going to be 8.5-9 immediately.
No doubt.
So,
no doubt.
You know, it is imperative, I believe, for Penn State with Aller to start fast. And, you know, again, not to go back, but the weakness of Ohio State's been the rushing attack and back-to-back losses to Michigan. That favors Ohio State, but they haven't seen potentially Marvin Harrison in that passing attack to challenge them. So it is intriguing. But in this game, I do feel Tennessee is above average. You know, watching that game against Texas A&M, the way they stepped up in the second half, I'm a believer. So I'll take a shot on the Vols.
All right, let's rapid fire here, Joe. You ready? Yeah. I'm pretty sure you're picking the UCF game, so I'm going to pass over on that. Right? That's on your card, I'm pretty sure. Sounds
it's
like
possible.
You like
John Rick's. A lot of people like them.
It's possible.
Out of the woodwork.
Oregon off the tough loss to Washington now is home for Washington State.
Yep.
And Cam Ward, 19.5, 61.5 total. I want to take Washington State here, Joe. I really do.
But
again, there's like something pulling me not to. But I want to take Washington State. I mean, everyone's on Oregon. 91% of the money, 84% of the bets. Everybody's hammering Oregon. I'm probably going to take Wazoo.
Me too. Might make the card.
Oh, okay. Okay, okay. I didn't know that. I didn't have a feel for that one.
Haven't decided.
Well, we're making the picks next segment.
I know we are.
Okay, I'm sorry. I figured you would have had the card laid out by now. I figured you had the picks solidified.
I do have. Here you go. I have the card laid out. There are certain picks that I have. I have about 10, and then I cut it down to 7.
Well, you're trying to zig if I give you one, you're gonna zag me. Is that what you're trying to do?
No, Carver.
You leave
not
a few
like
in the
that.
Holster just in case you're gonna come
I'm
after me.
At
is that
like
what you're
Mike
trying to
Tyson,
do?
Mike Tyson, circa 1987.
Right. Fair enough. I mean, this Minnesota Iowa game with the 30.5, Joe.
How much lower you want to go? Did you say Iowa's won 8 straight? That won the last 4 by 10 points per game, and Deacon Hill is completing 38%
PJ's having a rough year.
He's a better underdog than he is a favorite, though. I'll say that. He's a pretty good road coach. They haven't beat them in Iowa City since 1999, by the way.
Yeah, I think that's probably going to continue. I'm not so concerned. I wouldn't bang my head with the side. I want to go after this total.
What, under?
Usually when they make them this low, you know, you just gotta hold your nose and go after it, and go after the under. It's tough. I mean, 30.5 in a football game. Like, how do you do it? But, like, Joe, like, 17-14, you lose this. Like, what? Like, it's just maddening. It really is. I'm going to probably take the under.
You're nuts. Really?
I'm probably going to take the under. Just, why not?
For a guess?
Well, I guess if I was going to, I'd go after the over, right? 30.5, just hope that there's points. Yeah. But that's a situation where then you're sitting there at halftime, it's like 13-10. You're like, geez, I'm finished at 13-10. Texas goes to Houston. They're laying 22.5. This is a fat number, too. 60.5 on the total side. Texas, I think that they were off last week after the loss, right, Joe? Yeah. Now they get back at it here against Holgorsen and the crew.
So, who do you like? I like Houston here. It could be a best bet. You're going to have to wait. But Donovan Smith, chucking. Again, they're playing with a little bit of house money. A lot of pressure on Texas. No room for slippage.
No.
So I think that pressure in a road game, you know, against a quarterback that beat them last year. Let's not forget that Donovan Smith beat them as a 6.5-point dog with Texas Tech. He's not going to be fazed. I sort of like the points.
Yeah, you know, Houston really burned me in that TCU game.
Come on.
And I just keep going back to that. It really bothered me. It really bothered me, Joe. Like, I don't know. Do I really want to get in bed with them again? Probably not. I kind of like the over.
Do you?
Yeah. Texas needs to. They need to step up and score some points this week. They got to make a statement, like you said. They might not cover that 22.5, but I think they might get in the 40s or 50s.
Okay, it's possible.
So, I mean, maybe Joe, like 49-27 or something like that. You know, maybe right on the number. I spit that out before I realized the spread was 22.5. So, there you go, Joe. Duke heads to Tallahassee. Elko and the boys, 14.5 here, 49.5 total.
They've lost 21 games in the series to Florida State. They're 0-20.
Have they?
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, they have
all streaks come to an end, Joe.
Good. Riley Leonard's a game time decision. I watched the backup play last week. He threw for 104 yards. I mean, that was a gutless effort by NC State. I could tell you this. Waters a very good running back. They run it. They're averaging $1.98 on the ground. They're only throwing for 189 through the air. Too much balance for Florida State. Jordan Travis, Keon Coleman, Trey Benson. And I don't think they could run it on the front seven. I'm laying the 14.5.
You're going to lay it. All right. This is on my card, so I'll wait. Give you the pick when we get to the picks next segment. UCLA late night at Stanford. -17.5. I mean, sure, 17 flat, Joe. 17 flat. And a 52.5 total. Stanford coming off the 29-point comeback in Boulder.
I'm laying it.
I'm laying it, too.
I believe more in UCLA's defense than I do Stanford's offense.
Let's get it, Joe. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We'll come back. The picks for week number 8 in college football, next on The Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, here we go. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you. Friday night on the grid. Of course, college football this hour, NFL next hour. It is time for the Carver and Lisi college football selections for week number 8. Last week, Joe, 2-5. Get them to 24-29 on the year. I gained a game on him. I was 3-4 to get myself also to 24-29 on the year. So a dead heat, a pathetic kind of dead heat, heading into week 8 here as we both try to turn some things around and maybe get a couple of positive weeks in a row. All right, Joe, kick us off. What do we got?
Well, when in doubt, you go to the bell cows, and I do switch up the Friday night picks as opposed to earlier in the week, not just to be redundant, so keep an eye out for that. We'll go with the favorites first, Carver. I'll go to the ACC. I mean, Miami let me down big time. Mario Big Chest, that was a pathetic performance. You had the ability to erase everything that happened against Georgia Tech with a big effort, against Drake May, and against North Carolina. And instead, your defense allowed the Tar Heels to rush for 235 on the ground. You only converted 3 of 11 third down conversions. Tyler Van Dyke sucked. And now you're catching 3 to Clemson. Clemson's beaten you 4 straight. They beat you 40-10 last year. I don't see this team getting off the mat. I'm laying it with Dabo, Cade Klubnik, Clemson, -3 on the road in South Beach.
Wow, how about that? Going right after Big Chest here with pick number 1, Clemson for Joe. That's for sure. I kind of like that too, Joe. Not a pick for me, but I kind of like Clemson as well at Hard Rock. First one to me. I'll start small here. I got a couple of totals in the one in the ACC, one in the SEC. Boston College and Georgia Tech. For some reason, Joe, all week, this total's been staring at me in the face, and I'm going, why the hell is it so high? Like, honestly, like, it does kind of, like, you look at the scores, like, Boston College doesn't score a lot. Georgia Tech's had maybe a couple weeks where they've given up some points. That first week against Louisville was kind of a crazy game. I just don't see it, Joe. I think both these offenses aren't that great. I'm going under 57.5 to start things off. Boston College and Georgia Tech down there in Atlanta.
Okay, hero. Okay, hero. I like it. I like it. All right. We'll stay in the ACC. Duke did me rotten last week. That backup quarterback hit one big pass. Outside of that, MJ Morris sucked for NC State. Dave Doran, that offense and defensive gameplay was absolutely pathetic. Now Duke catching 14.5 against Florida State. They've lost 21. They're 0-21 against the Noles. Florida State just has way too much balance. Like I said, Jordan Travis, Trey Benson, Keon Coleman, and that defense is not going to allow Waters and that rushing attack to get going. I don't care if Riley Leonard plays or not. I'm laying it with the Seminoles. We're going to smack Mike Elko right in the face. Florida State by 20 or more against the Duke Blue Devils. Easy win in Tallahassee.
Yeah, all right, pick number 2. I'm going to go right after you. I don't see it. I think Elko's he's been good this year. His defense is good. They burned you last. This is emotional for you. You see, this is where you sometimes go wrong. You talk about going to the bell cows, but really, you're just trying to get a drop of blood out of Elko and Duke. That's all you're trying to do because of what they did to you last week. I like Duke in this spot. I think this is a game where they control the ball a little bit, keep it low scoring. I don't think they win this football game. I don't think they're going to go into Tallahassee and beat the Seminoles. But I've seen the Seminoles enough this year against some shoddy competition like Boston College, where I know having double-digit points could be good to me. Plus 14 and a half. I'm on Duke and Elko here on Saturday night.
Good. You got no shot to cover that bet.
Good.
No shot. No shot. Bell cows, right? Here's another one. We know how good Texas Tech is at home, right? They suck on the road. They should not be laying 3 points to BYU. Why is that line 3 points? Brennan Morton's a game-time decision. You know why? Because they play defense, and their defense is going to knock around the front seven, the offensive line of BYU. I think Taj Brooks can run it. I think the defense could force turnovers. I think they have way, and I mean way too much speed on the perimeter for BYU's defense. Typically, BYU struggles with speed teams. This is a speed team. I don't care if it's strong at quarterback. Joey McGuire has the troops ready. They cover this number by double digits on the road against Kalani Sitake and BYU. Blowout special in Provo.
Once again, you're letting the emotion get the best of you here with Texas Tech, and you're going after BYU you don't like. This has gone to 2.5, by the way, so we have the up to the second line is 2.5. So Texas Tech minus 2.5 for you, which means as my third pick, I will be taking BYU plus the 2.5 points at home. A home dog for BYU, I'm sorry. You want to know what Texas Tech is, Joe? They are a gutless road team. They suck on the road, okay? And you're going to bring me some backup quarterback too? Please. BYU plays good in Provo. First, Texas Tech making the trip there. This is going to be a problem for them. You think they're going to beat them by double digits? That's because you hate Sitake. BYU wins this game outright over Texas Tech.
All right.
Let's go.
All right, let's go. I'm going to stick to Houston. I like Donovan Smith. I love Holgorsen. He made me money in the terms of the last game I bet him against West Virginia in game, plus 6.5. Donovan Smith is a gutty quarterback. I love his ability. He's going to run it. He's going to throw it. Texas, they're frauds. A lot of pressure. Steve Sark, overrated. Quinn Ewers, overrated. Give me the Cougars. I'm talking about the Cougars plus the 22.5. They might be in this ball game in the fourth quarter. Houston plus the double digits.
Pick number 4 for me, Joe. I'm going to go to Bloomington, where Rutgers comes calling for Indiana. Greg Schiano, I guess, slowly has Rutgers back on the rise. They've got 5 wins already this year, and they've beaten Indiana the last 2 years. In fact, Joe, they've beaten them pretty handily. 24-17 last year in Piscataway. They thumped them 38-3 in Bloomington 2 years ago. Rutgers needs this win to get their 6th for bowl eligibility because I don't think they're going to win any of their last 4 games. They got some real tough ones. Minus 5.5, Rutgers on the road in Bloomington. I think they take care of business. Probably will sweat this 5.5 all the way to the gun. Maybe a 7-point win just like last year at home. But I like Rutgers, Joe, minus the 5.5.
All right, now the dogs. Are you ready? The dogs, baby. There, we gave you Houston. Here comes another one. Physicality. The jaw. Utah. On the road in the Coliseum. Caleb Williams, he might be still shell-shocked after throwing 3 interceptions against Notre Dame. The way the Fighting Irish beat down Lincoln Riley. Now they're laying 7. Get real. I know that they have an opportunity to run the table and win the Pac-12, but they lost 3 straight to Utah. Utah rushed for 317 on Cal. Bryson Barnes completes 15 of 21 for a buck 28. Guess what? USC not forcing turnovers. That's the difference. Give me Utah, and I'm calling for the upset outright over USC.
Outright. All right. Pick number 5 for me. a lot's been talked about this week with Michigan, obviously, Joe. You got everything going on with the guy that, I mean, they put him on paid leave. I guess whoever they had sitting in the stands stealing everybody's signs, who cares? I mean, this is just them going after Harbaugh. Here's what I do know, Joe. Michigan has been eating alive these low-level teams in the Big Ten so far this year. And I don't care if this is a rivalry game, because Michigan's going to smoke them. I don't care the games in East Lansing. Michigan has been beating people over the head all year long. They've played an awful schedule so far. You're not going to really know about them until they get to late November when they play Penn State and Ohio State. They will continue their dominance so far this year with a 30-plus point win over poor Sparty. Minus 25.5 now for me with Michigan on Saturday night.
Okay, hero. Okay, hero.
That's a bell cow. That's a bell cow.
Yeah, that's a bell cow. All right, we'll see what happens. You know, I like the other side, so that's even better.
Good. Why don't you pick it then?
No, you know what? I can't.
Why don't you pick it then?
I like these two dogs better. All right? Say it with me. Up-tempo. Up-tempo. That's what Josh Heupel and Tennessee are going to do. Up-tempo. The tempo got to Alabama last year. They're going to run more up-tempo with Jersey Joe Milton. I don't care if they've lost nine straight in Tuscaloosa. The rushing attack will take over. Tennessee pushes Alabama to the limit, and we stick a fork in the old man. Give me the 8.5 with the Vols.
I like that pick, Joe. I like it. I hope you get that one. I really do. Next one for me, pick number 6. I'll stay in the SEC. Beamer in South Carolina head to Columbia to take on Drinkwitz and the Tigers of Mizzou. The total right now, Joe, 58.5. I think that this thing gets absolutely torched here on Saturday. I mean, look at some of these games. I mean, South Carolina, 41-39, 41-20, 37-30, 47-21. How about Mizzou, Joe? What do we got with them? 38-21, 49-39, 38-21, 34-27. Neither of these teams, Joe, have what you would resemble any kind of defense whatsoever. Over 58.5, South Carolina and Mizzou on Saturday.
All right, guy, I'm glad you said that, because you know what? I'm not sold that Missouri has played anybody. They beat Memphis. They were in a dogfight in that game. They played LSU. They got absolutely boat raced in the second half by good quarterbacks. They're facing Rattler. And I know they're 2-4 overall, but they played Georgia, Tennessee, Miss State, Florida, you name it, they played it. And North Carolina, they're battle-tested. This is a game they could go into Columbia, and Rattler could throw for 450 yards on that secondary. I'm not sold on Brady Cook. I'm not sold on Drinkwitz. Give me Beamer and South Carolina. Go Gamecocks! Plus the 7.5.
Hey, as long as they both score 30-plus, that's fine by me. Hope they win the game outright. God bless them if they do. All right, final pick for me, Joe. I've been watching this team the last couple weeks, and I think they got a little bit of the eye of the tiger in them. I think they're coming for this ACC title. I think they're going to go undefeated in the regular season and face Florida State in the ACC championship game. And that is Drake May, Tez Walker now there, 3 tutties last week. And now they've got this lifeless, gutless Virginia team coming in to take them on. They can't score, Joe. You know it. You know Virginia can't score points. They can't score. What does North Carolina do? They score lots of points, Joe. Lots of points. Minus 23.5 in Chapel Hill. Tar Heels route 40-plus over Virginia on Saturday night.
I actually like the other side. They're 1-5-1 against.
Should have picked them. Should have picked them.
Well, I mix and match. You know, I put it out earlier in the week. I like mix Virginia. It's a potential letdown spot. They won this ball game 31-28 last year. That was with Brennan Armstrong. Calandry is not that bad. That offense, I think. Look, Tony Elliott, I think it'll have them up.
Three more tutties for Tez Walker on Saturday. Three more.
8 more. Why don't you make it 8?
3 more. 3. You got to spread it out a little bit. Somebody else will score also. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. All right, really fast, Joe. Really, really fast. Joe's got Clemson minus 3, FSU minus 14.5, Texas Tech minus 2.5, Houston plus the 22.5, Utah plus 7, Tennessee plus 8.5, and South Carolina plus 7.5. I've got South Carolina Mizzou over 58.5, Duke plus 14.5, BC Georgia Tech under 57.5, Rutgers minus 5.5, BYU plus 2.5, Michigan minus 25.5, and UNC minus 23.5. So me and Joe are heads up on two games here this weekend, the FSU Duke and the Texas Tech BYU game. Quickly, Joe, games that we didn't mention at all. I think you already told me yesterday, Arkansas minus the 6.5 against Mississippi State.
I do. I just think that that's a team that they could beat, and I think Pittman has the advantage over Arnett, so I like them.
Central Florida's gone down to 17.5 at Oklahoma. I saw 19.5 earlier in the week. So 17.5, you're still good with that?
I'm still good with it. I obviously have it a little higher, but yes, and a lot of people are on them now. John Rice Plumlee's back. I like them.
Yes. We're going to lay the 11.5 with Rule in Nebraska against Northwestern.
Like that.
We like that. I kind of like North Texas getting 20.5 at Tulane. North Texas can score a little bit.
I like that. I mean, what about the over in that game?
Yeah, that's a possibility, too, 63.5. North Texas plays some real barn burners. I mean, they give up a ton of points, too. That's for sure. What else here, Joe? Lane minus 6.5 at Auburn.
I'm laying it. I have no confidence in Auburn. If that offense gets humming, and I know Auburn's owned them in recent years, but I like Ole Miss. I think it's Ole Miss or bust for me.
Ole Miss or bust. All right, Joe, there you go. College football, week number 8. We'll come back. We'll do the NFL hour here for our weekend preview. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hear that? That's now Crispy and McCrispy strips meeting creamy Caesar sauce. Sounds extra crispy. Caesar sauce at McDonald's for a limited time. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.